Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you have a sales force. You might have one salesperson. You might have many sales people. But do you really know what your sales force does every day? What do they do for success? You know, if we talk about one of your hourly people, someone who clocks in and clocks out, pretty much you know what they're doing. You know, did they get there 5 minutes late? Did they clock out 10 minutes early? You keep your eye on it. You look at the time cards. You say, wow, they weren't here on time. Or, gee, I gave them these tasks to do and they didn't get done. You keep an eye on our hourly people, and we pretty much manage them well. But when it comes to sales, that's a little different because we're not able to be with them every single moment. We have no idea many times what the salespeople are doing. And what do we do about that? Well, we have them use a contact manager, a CRM. There are many different contact managers, Nimble, Act, Goldmine, Zoho, take your pick, whichever one works for you, Dynamics from Microsoft. So whichever one you're using really isn't as important as using a CRM. Now, salespeople will try to sell you and convince you that they shouldn't be working. So the question always is, what did you do? What did you do this week? How many cold calls did you make? How many prospects did you talk to? How many sales presentations? How did you use your time? And you're going to find that salespeople generally are inefficient. They have to be given goals. They have to be given goals that will help them become successful. You can't, as they say, just pluck off the low-hanging fruit. You can't just go and see people that are just going to buy from you and see them over and over and over again. You have to say to yourself, there is business out there. We don't know where it is. We need to go and talk to people, whether it's on the telephone, whether it's in person, whether it's a trade show. Whatever the schedule is, we need to find out where the customer is. If we knew where the customers were, we wouldn't even need a sales force, would we? We'd make 10 calls a week, we'd sign the deal, and it would be over. So the first thing salespeople need to do is they need to give you a report every single week from their contact manager that they are using. It's the who, what, when, where, and why. It's what did you do this week? How many prospects did you talk to? How many cold calls did you make? How many sales presentations? How much did you sell this week? People will make statements in sales like, I only do quality, I don't do quantity. They'll give you a lot of excuses, but there are no excuses. You know, salespeople, no matter what the industry is, sometimes your day starts at 8:30 in the morning, sometimes it starts at 7 o'clock, but it should go until closing time of business. And another thing that you really need to instruct your salespeople and you need to get them on board with is paperwork. If they make a sale and the paperwork is not appropriate, if they're not giving you the information that you need to complete the transaction, and there's nothing but a problem because they forgot to write something down, put it in the report, explain to shipping what they needed to ship, we've got a problem. Don't treat salespeople any differently than you would treat the hourly people. Understand what you need from them. Understand what they have to do to become successful. And expect it. And to do that, you may very well have to get out there, ride with them, sell a few things yourself, make a few cold calls yourself so you understand what it's like. And then once you understand it, then you can say, I've done this. I know what you can do. Don't tell me that this is your activity for the week. It's only half a day. What are we going to do? Because salespeople are the backbone of the business. if they're not selling, if they're not putting an effort forward, if they're not using their time appropriately, if they're not using every minute of their time to find a prospect, make a sale, or close a deal, then they are not your people. They're not going to get you to where you need to be. This is Howard LeWinter. Sales are the most important part of your business. Well, let me back up. Prospecting is the most important part, and then sales. And that everything else is driven from that. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.